I'm Dr. Deb Butler, and you are listening to Thinner, Peace, and Menopause and Beyond. This is episode number 407. Welcome to Thinner, Peace, and Menopause and Beyond. This is Dr. Deb Butler, Master Life and Weight Coach, and as always, your coach. If you're a woman and you're smart and you're successful and you've been struggling with weight your whole life, and now menopause is making it harder than ever, and you are ready to make this the last time you ever have to go on a diet again, then this podcast is for you. Stay tuned. Well, hello, all my dear friends all over the world. Can you believe it? This is episode number 407. 407 episodes that I've done. It's really hard for me to believe, and it's been maybe 6 years. I've done it every week. I've never missed a podcast with you, and I never will. I never plan on stopping. I feel like what I have to talk about resonates so much with you and helps so many of you that I don't want to stop. Unless my mouth stops working or my brain stops working. But right now, my mouth is working pretty good and my brain is excellent. So this is what I want to talk to you about today in my 407th episode. And that is something that all of you need more of. There isn't anybody that's listening to this that doesn't need what I'm going to talk about today. No matter how far along you've come, you can always get better at this, including myself. And half the time, many of the reasons that I do and talk about what I talk about is because I need to learn the same thing that I'm teaching. And this is no different. So what I want to talk about today is the idea of self-compassion and self-kindness. And I don't think I can talk about it enough. I work with so many clients that even as I'm working with them to break the habit of punishing and beating yourself up seems to be very difficult to do. Even when you're working with me, even when you're having my support, the brain still wants to do it. It takes a lot to change that. So that is really what I want to talk about today. Regardless if you're working with me or if you're just listening to me on these podcasts, you're going to get something from this because we all need to be kinder to ourselves. So in the book, Self-Compassion by Kristen Neff, and if you haven't read the book or don't know who she is, I highly recommend you look into her or look into this book. I use it with all of my clients, recommend it all the time. And it's because it used to be a foreign concept. We all use the word compassion, and we all know what compassion means. And most of us know how to be very, very kind to other people, sometimes too kind, what we call people-pleasing, like what we won't do for somebody else so that they won't feel or we won't think that they'll feel a certain way about us. But when it comes to ourselves, we think somehow we're stronger, we're different, or we deserve it. We deserve this harshness that we put onto ourselves. Now, we don't. I want you to know that what you deserve from you is the most kind woman that has ever been on this earth, the kindest woman that has ever said anything to anybody. That is what you deserve from yourself. No matter how much you mess up, you still deserve that. And I will tell you, as I've been working with my clients this week in groups and individually, that it seems that you almost can't wait to tell me something that you did wrong or something that's wrong with you. And it's almost like I have to dig to find out what went right or what's good or what's good about you. It's like I have to dig for that. But it's like what you want to do is almost the exact opposite, is tell me everything that went wrong. And I want to tell you about one of my experiences with one of my clients in the last couple weeks that I think will help you too. But before I tell you about that, I want to read to you from Kristen Neff's book on self-compassion, on the three components of self-compassion that she talks about in the beginning of her book. So if you don't want to read her whole book, just read the beginning where she talks about the three components, and I promise you, you'll walk away with something of how to be kinder to yourself. So when she talks about the first component of self-compassion, it's self-kindness. The second component is common humanity, and the third component is mindfulness. Today, I want to talk to you about self-kindness and how she talks about it. So this is what she says in her book. Western culture places great emphasis on being kind to our friends, family, and neighbors who are struggling. Not so when it comes to ourselves. When we make a mistake or fail in some way, we're more likely to hit ourselves over the head with a club than put a supportive arm around our own shoulder. Most likely, even the thought of comforting ourselves in this way seems absurd. And even when our problems stem from forces beyond our control, self-kindness is not a culturally valued response. Somewhere along the line, we get the message that strong individuals should be stoic and silent toward their own suffering, like John Wayne in a Western. Unfortunately, these attitudes rob us of one of our most powerful coping mechanisms when dealing with the difficulties of life. Self-kindness, by definition, means that we stop the constant self-judgment and disparaging internal commentary that most of us have come to see as normal. It requires us to understand our foibles and failures instead of condemning them. It entails clearly seeing the extent to which we harm ourselves through relentless self-criticism and ending our internal war. But self-kindness involves more than merely stopping self-judgment. It involves actively comforting ourselves, responding just as we would to a dear friend in need. It means we allow ourselves to be emotionally moved by our pain and stopping to say, "This is really difficult right now. How can I care for and comfort myself in this moment?" Now, I want to repeat that sentence to you because this is something you need to say to yourself when something difficult is going on with you. This is really difficult right now. How can I care for and comfort myself in this moment? She goes on to say, with self-kindness, we soothe and calm our troubled minds. We make a peace offering of warmth, gentleness, and sympathy from ourselves to ourselves so that the true healing can occur. I think that it's just beautiful the way that she stated that. And what I want you to recognize is that you beating yourself up because it's you and nobody can hear it but you is awful. It's almost worse than if you would say it to somebody else because you get those ramifications and then you think something has gone wrong, even though it's you screaming at yourself. So I want to encourage you this week, and I'm going to give you an exercise to do to help you with this so that you slow it down. I'm not going to say you're going to totally stop it, but you're going to slow it down and become more mindful when you're talking to yourself in a way that feels bad. Let's face it, if something happened or you made a mistake, you already feel bad. You do not need to feel worse. And I know that most of you have friends that if they came to you and they were really hurting, that you would be the most compassionate friend on this earth. You would listen to them. You would help them feel better. You would ask them what they might need. You would not say, "You what? You terrible, horrible person." You would never say that to somebody else. And yet that's what you say to yourself. So we're going to start this week with the first concept of self-compassion, which is just self-kindness towards yourself. And the way that I want you to do that, the exercise that I want you to do is very, very simple. Now, listen up. Every day, at the end of your day, I want you to look into your day and write down three things positive about you and your day. It could be something you did, it could be something you thought, but it has to be positive, because I think what most of your brains do is look for the negative, which is what I want to talk to you about next when I'm working with my clients. Inevitably, if something went wrong, my client will tell me that first. They'll never tell me what they feel good about, what's right. Always start with what they did wrong and how bad they feel. And one of my clients, especially in one of my groups, was so busy beating herself up, even though many things in this process were going right for her, she couldn't see it because there were some things that she was doing wrong, and that's all she could focus on. And she just continued to beat herself up over it, which of course did not allow her to take better care of herself. It actually made it harder. So when I coached her, one of the things that I talked about is what I'm telling you. And that is, you got to stop looking for what's wrong with you. You got to start looking for what's right with you. Because if you don't, there is nobody else here that's going to help you do that. You have got to see it yourself, and you've got to tell yourself enough that you hear it and actually change the feeling state of your body when you talk to yourself. And let me tell you, when you do that and you create a more positive emotion for yourself, when you feel better about yourself, you are much more apt to do something kind to yourself. Like, for instance, give yourself a beautiful fuel meal. Why? Because you deserve it. Like, more than anybody, you deserve to eat a beautiful, healthy meal. You don't deserve cookies and ice cream and sugar because you feel bad. You deserve a beautiful, healthy meal to help you feel better. We really have to watch our brains, which is the third component of self-compassion, which is mindfulness, knowing what you're thinking. But for now, all we're concentrating on is self-kindness. Now, let me tell you, with the coaching that I did with this client and the exercise that I gave her, three things about herself every day that she sees that are positive really changed the trajectory of how she was treating herself and talking to herself. I couldn't believe the change in her in terms of what she ended up putting in her mouth, how she ended up talking to herself, and what she ended up doing, all from looking at what's good about her and starting to believe it and changing the feeling state. She feels so positive about everything that's going on right now. And up until that point, she was feeling negative about what was going on. And not much changed from one week to the next in terms of, did she lose a lot more weight? What did she change? The main thing that she changed was how she talked to herself by looking for something that was good about herself instead of what was negative. That was it. So I'm going to make this short and sweet today. Do you think you can do that? Every day, at the end of your day, all you say to yourself is, I am proud of you because of this. You can use pride, proud, pride is such a wonderful feeling to feel about yourself. Or compassion, beautiful, to have that empathy and compassion for yourself, but to get yourself excited about you because of how far you have come. And as I'm talking about that, I want to let you know that very, very soon I'm going to open up a mini course again where I'm going to talk about a new tool that I would love to teach you that I haven't taught to you before in this course. It's going to be a short and it's going to be inexpensive and it's going to be open soon. And I'm just kind of getting your juices going because it's not open yet. But I just want you to start thinking about it, because next week I'm going to tell you all about it. But for now, I want you to start thinking about me. A lot of people say they hear me in their heads, and I would love for you to hear this in your head from me, is, what do you need today, sweetheart? How can I make your day better?
How can I help you feel better about yourself? Let me tell you some of the amazing things that I saw you do today. Let me tell you some of the amazing things that I saw you think today about you.
I am so proud of you. Yes, that's what I want you to do. That's what this client did that changed everything for her. And of course, I would never, ever leave this podcast, especially when I'm talking about self-kindness, that you are going to be working on self-kindness this week. But as a reminder, as you're working on it and doing your little exercise every single day that will take you 2 minutes, please, please, please be extra kind to yourself this week. And I will see you next week. Bye-bye.
If you're loving my podcast and you would like some more information to be able to follow along with, then please go to drdebbutler.com/change, and you can get a free copy of my companion book that goes with this podcast that I refer to in many different episodes. That is drdebbutler.com/change, C-H-A-N-G-E.